SCOTUS denies Republican effort to block Democrat climate change suits. By Amy Furr on March 10, 2025. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a lawsuit from numerous Republican attorneys general regarding climate change suits against the oil and gas industry. The Associated Press, AP, reported Monday that the justices acted on an unusual Republican effort to file suit in the Supreme Court over the Democratic state's use of their own state courts to sue fossil fuel companies for deceiving the public about the risks of their products contributing to climate change. 19 Republican attorneys general were involved in the lawsuit, and the outlet noted that Justice Clarence Thomas and Justice Samuel Alito said they would have permitted the lawsuit to move forward for the time being. However, the justices don't have the discretion to reject the complaint at this stage, Thomas wrote in a dissent that did not deal with the merits of the claim. Watch: climate protesters disrupt New York auto show, pour oil on electric vehicle. It is interesting to note that Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, Administrator Lee Zeldin recently told Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow on The Alex Marlow Show that conservatives cherish the environment and they are the true conservationists. This isn't something that's new. It's part of the long, rich history of this country. We want to be able to do our part to leave that next generation an environment that's better than the last, he explained. Per the AP, Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall headed the Republicans' complaint that claimed those Democrat states want to dictate national energy policy that will result in higher energy costs. In a statement on the issue posted in May, as Americans were hurting from high costs under now former President Joe Biden's D administration, Marshall said, if the Supreme Court lets them continue, California and its allies will imperil access to affordable energy for every American. That would threaten our national security and harm millions of Americans already struggling to pay for gas and groceries. To protect Alabama citizens and our constitutional order, we had no choice but to sue, he added. According to the AP, the Republican leaders were trying to halt lawsuits from California, Connecticut, Minnesota, New Jersey, and Rhode Island. Energy Secretary Chris Wright said in February that climate change is real but overblown, Breitbart News reported. Climate change is a real thing, but it's not at all what it's represented to be. It's nowhere near the world's biggest problem. It's a slow-moving problem that the only solution is new and better energy technology. But treating it as a political football, spending trillions of dollars on less effective energy, that just makes energy more expensive, makes people's lives harder, and displaces jobs to other countries, other states. That's the wrong way to approach this challenge. This president gets it. This president is bringing common sense back to Washington. In January, Breitbart News's John Carney wrote that President Donald Trump signed numerous executive orders setting the U.S. government on a new course for energy policy.